This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Kanishka, can you let us know what your churches have been learning during lockdown?
Sure. Well, I think we've all been learning a lot, haven't we? Mostly that we're not in control. We knew that, of course, but this has really shaken us up and reminded us that God is the sovereign Lord. He's the one who's in charge of everything. That's reminded us how important it is for us to be people of prayer. To rely on God and to call on him to act in the world. And that's been a good thing.
And Kanishka, can you give us a few details about how Anglican churches have been helping their local communities during the pandemic?
Wonderfully. You know, there have been, it has been possible to do a whole variety of things. And I think it's been wonderful to see lots of churches responding to that opportunity. Of course, we moved Sunday services online, but a lot of community ministries also kind of went online. I've heard of play groups, you know, sending out packs of activities to families in the community and keeping in touch by WhatsApp. I know ESL classes have moved online so that, you know, refugees and migrants and new people in Australia can continue to learn their English, even though they can't leave their homes. That's been a really wonderful way to help people. And I heard just the other day, actually, of one of the churches in the city that has a regular ministry of providing food and friendship to homeless people and to rough sleepers. They can't welcome them into the church like they normally would, so they've been preparing boxes of takeaway food. And they're even getting a mobile vaccination bus out there to make sure those people are looked after.
Fantastic. And Kanishka, at this point in our history, have you got a word of encouragement for us? Because you know that we all can do with it.
Yeah, sure, Ben. Well, recently I was reading Psalm 31, and it's a psalm where David is really pouring out his heart of trouble and anguish to the Lord. But at one point he says, Blessed be the Lord. He's wondrously shown me his steadfast love when I was in a besieged city. Now, a besieged city is a city in lockdown.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. I see where you're going.
And so the question is, how did the Lord show David his love when he was in a besieged city? And he says in the psalm, I'll rejoice in your love because you have seen my affliction. You've known the distress of my soul. And later on, he says, I was cut off from your sight, but you heard my cry. And in other words, what David is saying is God showed his love because he saw David's affliction. He knew his distress. He heard his cry. And, you know, we're all locked down. We're cut off from people we love and people we care about. And David says, God knows, God sees, God hears. And so David rejoices in God's love experienced in this way. And he says in verse 14 of that psalm, I trust in you, O Lord. My times are in your hands.
Wonderful. Thanks for sharing that with us. And finally, Kanishka, can you share a prayer with us? Have you got a prayer that we could all pray at the moment?
Sure. Let's pray then. Gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, we praise you that you are not locked down, but reign over all things. We praise you that you know the end from the beginning. We praise you that our times are in your hands. Father, though we are locked down, cut off and isolated, you've drawn near to us in your Son, the Lord Jesus. You are close to the brokenhearted. You come to us by your Spirit, who lives in us and helps us with our prayers and brings forth the fruit that pleases you. Hear our prayers for those who are sick and for those who care for them. Bring your healing strength and protection. Hear our prayers for those who grieve. Bring the comfort and hope of the gospel. Hear our prayers for the anxious, the fearful, and the lonely. Bring the assurance of your love and presence. Loving God, help us to reach out to one another in loving care and with the hope of the gospel. Provide for all people in their need. Make us generous. Give us perseverance in our trials so that all may come to know of your love and your Son would be honoured in every community as Lord and Saviour. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.